What's up, Houdat Nation, and welcome to the Dome Patrol United Survivor Podcast. Hey, what's up, Houdat Nation? Thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol United Survivor Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and joining me on the tribe today is Jason. Welcome to the show.
What's up, kids?
All right. And Scott, welcome also.
Hola, senores.
Oh, he's a Sandra fan.
Is this the Spanish version of Survivor?
He's a Sandra fan.
No, I can't stand that lady.
No, we'll get into her.
All right.
All right, we'll jump right into it. Let's go like we've kind of set our little cadence where we start at Redemption or Edge of Extinction Island, where obviously the task this week was, did Ethan or somebody refer to it as a hell task or a hell challenge?
Maybe Amber.
Amber, yeah. And it kind of got me wondering, maybe within the Survivor player universe and in the show production, they have certain, like, this is a whatever type of challenge, whatever type, and they have, what do you call the ones with the, where you have to last the longest? What are those?
Endurance challenges?
A what?
Like an endurance challenge?
Yeah, endurance challenge, hell challenge. I never heard the term, but yeah, like they have certain challenges that just kick your ass. And it kicked Ethan's ass.
I mean, it kicked everybody's ass, not just his.
Yes, but his the most.
Well, he is the oldest.
Probably.
Is he though? Yeah. I mean, he dude, was I on season able, three.
I would not. I would have fainted probably on the second or third trip.
Yeah, you would have. You know, and again, it's one thing to be doing it, like, fully rested and, you know, living a normal life with food. To do it where they're starving like that makes it even crazier.
Yeah,
I would have and they had to finish it. You know, they had to finish it in one day. It's not like they could do it over the course of 2 days.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean, like, screw this. I don't need a fire token.
let's talk to the woke people in the country here. That how awesome was it that the three women beat the man? Not only that, but they even did 21 laps, if you want to count the extra one that they did.
Right, they went back with them.
That to me, like, I get that was support, but on some level, I was sitting there, I'm like, that's kind of rubbing it in. Oh, yeah, we could do another one.
Well, so now you've got, Natalie's got, what, 4 tokens now?
I think so.
You know, everybody else has.
She had to will her first one, and then there, yeah, so she's got. She had the three going into the challenge.
Yeah.
Right. So now she's got 4. Everybody else has 1. So she's, you know, she's doing all she can. Now we'll see what, again, we mentioned before, we'll see what exactly they can be used for. But she's definitely positioning herself as best, you know, as best as possible at this point.
If they don't introduce something like that if it's not going to do something.
Right. Yeah. You got to be thinking, since they're doing all these challenges to get them or, you know, doing all this different things, that it's got to be. Got to be something that they're going to use it for.
Yeah. And even if Natalie doesn't get back in the game, you will. I mean, you have to look at it now. History will say she is one of the most amazing contestants now because she's won a season. And then I think she's 1 for 1, right? She only played 1 season.
Yeah, she only played the 1 time.
And she won. And then here she is, even though she was the first voted out of this Winners at War, she's kicked ass on the Edge of Extinction. I mean, she is dominating. I mean, she's got respect. I mean, she's earned respect in the Survivor.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Yeah, I could see her playing again in the future because of this.
Go ahead, Jason. Sorry.
I mean, I guess you could play again, but it's so hard for returning players if there are other new players because it just puts such a target on your back.
Yeah. I didn't realize Tyson had played 4 times.
I mean, I knew he played the once that he came back. Like, I didn't realize there was the 3rd time we must have missed. Maybe that was...
I mean, I've never missed the season, so I just don't... I mean, I remember Tyson. I just... You know, at some point after, 40 seasons, they start to run together.
Right. Well, and it does bring up, you know, I guess, switching over to the main tribes, you see the dichotomy of the people who have only played once and the people who have played multiple times, and they talked about it. You know, some people have bonds for playing multiple times, also have more experience as the game has changed. Whereas, you know, the people that have only played once, I've only played once, but it is something that they can use to bring themselves together to kind of form an alliance because they've only played it one time each.
Yeah. And you see, like you said, but the Amber, who was after Amber?
Amber, Danny.
Danny. Ethan. Tyson now. And I mean, I tell you what, even we know they're going to merge next week, but it does seem like both tribes at this point are rallying behind that. And so Sandra's in trouble. Parvati's in trouble.
Are they emerging next week or are they switching tribes?
Oh, switching, you're right. Yeah, I'm sorry.
It looks like they were grabbing different things, like I guess saying what tribe they'd be in.
Everybody, drop your buffs.
Yeah, it's too early for a merge. So you're right. It's a switch. But again, if Rob and Parvati get split up, it's over for both of them. My prediction is between the next three votes, Rob and Parvati are gone. And I think Sandra made a mistake. I think they should have she should have gone with Tyson because she's next in that right. In that alliance's mind.
Yeah, I continue to be surprised that she hasn't been voted out yet, considering she's the only one to win twice. Like, to me, she's number one. I don't, you know, she finds a way to just hang on and skate by. She doesn't do any challenges, you know. I mean, she sits out every challenge.
I know that's Sandra Bench.
Ridiculous.
What is it? Yeah, the Sandra Bench?
Sandra Bench, yeah. I mean, like, every single one. I mean, she's like, who wants to sit out? Hands goes up, like, automatically. If I was on her team, I'd be like.
No, you wouldn't be upset, Scott. You'd love it because she would drag you down. She's not athletic. I mean, you gotta.
I don't know.
I mean, you saw what Adam did. I have a question about about that. Adam seemed like the only one going up and trying to get this thing, which is only tiring him out, making him worse at getting it. The other ones are sitting down there who could be getting up there, and they're trying to tell him what to do. Like, why don't you get up here and do it?
Guess you want to go out too. Adam?
I would have thought they would try to put the tallest player as one of the ones jumping, just because it, you know, but. I don't,
or at least put one, you know, don't put your three shortest up there. I mean, I'm sure they did it because.
What they might have done is they put their strongest swimmers in the water.
Well, and they put, okay, here's the three lightest people. Let's stick them in the boat.
So I would have just gone strong swimmer.
Which is probably what they did.
Yeah. Who cares about light people in the boat? I mean,
you can help out. You got to put at least one, like, taller person in the boat. Even if, you know.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, it didn't matter because of the, it always.
Shouldn't have voted out Danny. You know? She was light and tall.
Ah, I see what you did.
So my question about that puzzle is, do you think the reason that Rob and them came back and won it was because the whole time they were sitting, hanging out, waiting for Adam to get it, they were watching these people put that puzzle together. So they were studying the shapes. They were studying what was wrong, what was right. And so they mentally put in their heads, all right, this shape's going here, this is going here, this is going here. And it gave them a bit of an advantage in the puzzle solving. Or was it just rigged where the red puzzle was actually not solvable?
I would say, yeah, that's it.
Hey, it never worked.
I mean, I would say, yeah, you would think they would look at it, but they were still way back in the water.
In the water, yeah.
You know, like, how far away were they to see enough to really make a difference?
I mean,
I don't know. You'd have to go back and rewatch.
If I were in Rob or whoever else was swimming, if I were sitting there, that's what I'd have been doing. I would have watched them and try and learn from their mistakes so that when it came time for us, then
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
I would have been distracted by Probst bouncing around everywhere up on that damn thing where they're doing the puzzle.
He's like, this looks like the biggest blowout ever.
Is it going to be the biggest comeback ever?
It was a pretty amazing comeback because I'm watching the challenge. I'm like, oh, Jesus, it's over. Like, there's no chance.
Mm-hmm.
I thought there was zero chance that they were going to win.
And I thought there was, speaking of Sandra sitting out, I had thought there was you can't sit out two challenges in a row. But apparently you can't sit out, like, that's when there's a reward and an immunity.
That's correct, Jeff.
Which well, is the technicality.
Do you need to brush up on your Survivor rules? I mean, any decent Survivor fan knows that.
To me, if you, it should be just two in a row. I mean, the fact she's sitting out every immunity challenge, that's where, like, I could see you can't sit out every immunity challenge, let you sit out as many reward challenges as you want. That's just a reward. But we're talking immunity here. That's a bigger stake.
Yeah. That's another reason why she should be voted out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she ain't even playing Survivor. Mm-hmm. And how come her style is working and Rob's isn't?
I mean,
she doesn't look like she's controlling the game where Rob is strong on.
Rob's gone to more councils too. I mean, you know, I mean, he's gone to what, like 3 or 4 tribal councils?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, they have lost more. I mean, that was 3-2, but technically that is still one more. Yeah.
So I mean, you know. I don't know. It was kind of funny how he kind of flipped the script on Adam where, you know, he was like, I'm going to have to lie and just be like, he's still talking to me and telling me stuff.
That is dangerous.
That was pretty smart because everybody already thinks that Adam's kind of shady playing both sides. He's just playing into that fear.
Don't you think Jeremy would also assume Rob is lying too? Like, just assume they're both lying.
Possibly. I mean, yeah. I mean, look, that's playing the game. You have to assume there are going to be lies told at this point. I mean, I'm sure maybe there's some truth. Maybe he's lying. But, I mean, Adam, by going to Rob in the first place last week, you know, just proved he's not necessarily trustworthy. So, you know, it's, you know, very paranoid game.
And it's funny seeing Adam, like, do all this extra stuff now because he knows he's in shit. Like, so he's, like, gathering firewood and, you know, doing all this extra. Hey, y'all need water? Can I get you some water?
Anybody want the soup? You want the soup? Can I massage your feet?
You.
I know. At that point, I turned around and looked at Cameron. I'm like, when they're like, you know, like when you're a teenager's in trouble and they're doing all this, I turn around and I looked right at him. He's like, what? I'm like,
yeah. There it is.
Yep. I do love the Sarah and Tyson relationship that they featured. I'm just upset now that, you know, we're not going to get to see any more of it. I thought the two of them joking around.
She could end up on Extinction Island, too.
Yeah, could continue there, yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
I like when he was like, I'm going to get some clams. How many do you want? I'll take one, two. Oh, we'll share one? Okay. Good. So that tribe is just, I think that tribe is just living large. It's amazing to see how one tribe seems to be struggling and the other tribe seems to be living high on the hog.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you win and you don't have to go to tribal council.
I guess so.
I mean, maybe this week the tides are kind of starting to turn a little bit.
Well, they're going to flip around now. So.
Well, yeah, but I mean, as far as, you know, them losing and stuff, you know,
yeah, and I mean,
go ahead.
I was getting a little nervous when, you know, because I am kind of pulling for the Yule Wendell, like the outsider group. You know, I was pulling for those four. So when we talked about maybe voting like Nick out, I was like, oh man, come on, you know, stick to the plan, vote Sandra, vote, you know. I mean, I like Tyson. I wasn't really thrilled to see him go because I think he's a good, you know, obviously one of the better players and he's entertaining on TV, but I'm glad those four, you know, avoided it and stuck around. Like I said, Wendell's my pick. So
I thought Tony was your pick.
Wendell was my pick.
Okay.
Go check the tape.
Oh man. I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
So in the very beginning of the episode, after the vote, and they had a little diary session with Ben, and Ben was saying how Rob and Parvati are still the biggest threats. I mean, do you agree with that? It's only two of them now. They can't, I mean, they're not a threat anymore. Stop focusing on them, Ben. I don't like Ben anymore. I don't like, I think he's, I don't know.
I wasn't a big fan of him in his game because he made it to the end with finding all the idols. Yeah. And then that was the season where they created, if you get voted out, here's a fire making challenge now to save your ass. That was the first season with him, and he was able to stick around and win.
What was that? Like, remind me of that now. I do remember something like that. And I remember cheering for him at the time.
So
he kept winning and winning.
He kept finding Ben Bombs. Like, he was about to get voted out, and then he'd find another idol. He'd get voted out, and he found another idol. And then at the final four, he lost. But then they said, oh, well, instead of just, you know, because usually in the final four, it's like, all right, pick who you want to bring to the end, and the other person gets voted out. It's pretty simple. And this time we're like, no. You can advance. There's a fire making challenge. Whoever wins advances. Whoever loses is out. So they got rid of the voting aspect.
So now the show finds a way.
That's what people seem to think, right? That they did that to keep him around.
Yeah.
So
his social game is weak.
Right.
It's always been weak, and it's weak now. And I think it's worse in this game than it was in his first game.
I mean, Rob and Parvati are still threats because you have, you know, Tribe Switcheroo or the Merge come in. Like, if they're still around, they could still do things. I think that's why they consider them, you know, like, they're not threats to their alliance right now. But as the game goes forward, as we'll see next week with the shakeup, you know, they could turn into a much bigger threat.
I guess that's my thing. It's like, you know, everybody's a threat, Ben, if that's the case. Oh, Rob can align with someone. Well, so can everybody else. And the whole time you're focused on Rob, everybody else is aligning around you, and you're on the outside. I guarantee you. And I can't wait, and I will celebrate when Ben gets kicked out of this game. And I hope it's pre-jury, because I don't think he's even going to be a good jury member. He is now my least favorite player in this game.
Which means he's probably going to win.
Right? Damn it. I mean, Rob is my least favorite player in this game.
All right. I think it'll be interesting to see if Sandra and Rob end up on the same team, because you know how she was like, well, you know, he didn't tell me that he was coming on the show. He said he'd never play again. So, you know, if she kind of holds that against him and tries to get him out, or, you know, what?
I think she would. Sandra is, as you can see, is very hard-headed. Although she never did come around. She went with Tyson, and she made them all go to Tyson.
She's vengeful, remember, because Tyson mentioned going after her, and then that was it. You don't cross her.
Yeah.
I also have a question about, so you're on the Extinction Island. Let's say you use your, whoever has, I don't know what they're going to do with the fire tokens, right? So let's say they do it to where whoever has the most ends up going back, being able to go back, hypothetical. Do the other people get to bequeath their fire tokens to someone else that's still in the game? Like, how are those?
Well, the other people on Extinction have no.
Yeah, they do. They just earned one. They, remember?
They just earned one.
Oh, everybody got one for doing it. Okay.
Shit, they ain't doing it for free,
right? Why do you think they went up there?
The competition. Okay.
No.
Okay.
So, you know, what are they going to do with all those extra fire tokens? Are they going to be able to give them to someone who's still in the game?
You know, I would tend to think, yeah, because I feel like the producers like to just throw a bunch of new shit to see if it mixes up the game. So if I had to guess, I would say yeah. But
and I wonder if maybe they reveal that early. So, like, let's say they reveal that early, whoever has the most will be whatever. Then maybe if you realize, hey, I don't have a chance, say somebody like Amber, maybe she could conspire with some people to be like, hey, let's give these fire tokens to Rob so he can do this, because, I mean, Tyson and Rob get along. Amber, you know, Rob are married.
I see what you're saying, yeah. So
it could be a whole new element.
Natalie buys their way into the game, but all the other evictees put all their tokens in the same
together part to send them to somebody. That's interesting. It's another layer to the game.
Yes. I thought you were going to say they would pull. So, like, if they might say, okay, Amber – so, like, Ethan gives Amber his, and they all give them to compete with Natalie. Like, Natalie's got 4 or 5 tokens. Let's give them all to one of us, and we have a head-to-head challenge.
That could be something else that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Although, if I'm on the edge, I'm like, well, give them to me, not Amber. Like, I'm not giving mine to Amber. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I don't know. But I could see what Scott was saying as more of a possibility. Speaking of the tokens, how about Tyson giving his to Nick after – going after Nick.
Yeah, it's a little surprising, but
and I Nick's gonna know Tyson gave it to him, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome, because at least Nick will then know that Tyson was, it wasn't personal, it was game, right? And maybe that's a political move by Tyson in case he comes back into the game. He doesn't want Nick going after him,
perhaps. Or maybe they could team up in the future.
Yeah. All right. Quick question. Is Tony a better player than Rob and Sandra?
You can't – I like Tony. I think Tony is a really good player. You can't – at this point, you can't say anybody's better than Sandra just because she's the only one to win twice. And I would still put Rob ahead just because Rob, even when he's backed into a corner, he's still able to convince people to do what he wants, which is just amazing to me. That said, Tony is a really good player, but he's not up there yet.
He hasn't been able to convince people to do – because he was trying to convince Sandra to go for Nick, right? He came on board with the Nick idea, and that failed. So, yeah, he hasn't been able to
– Unless it was just editing. I mean, yeah, the conversations happened, but at the end of the day, I mean, didn't really, you know.
I don't know. I just – the more I watch and the more I like Tony, the more I think – Tony's enjoyable to watch play this game, and he's good at the game, you know, and he's entertaining. And
yeah, that's why it was incredibly
disappointing.
It was incredibly disappointing when he came back a second time and got voted out like in week three. It was like, oh man, like this is bullshit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and it just
bring him back.
And it just continues to prove. I mean, look, this is another really good episode. Like this season is gangbuster so far, you know.
Good episode, but I found this tribal to be light compared to recent tribals we've been getting, even it going into the previous season. Mm-hmm. But this tribal was more just kind of like lighthearted, right? It was kind of just talking about your idols and your celebrity and having a good time. It wasn't very – it didn't get very stabby or brutal.
Well, because the tribe – like you said, the tribe was all in a good mood for the most part up until this point.
And they haven't lost really hardly any players, so it's like they haven't gotten really cutthroat yet.
Yeah.
You know, once it kind of gets down to it, I think they'll get more. Well, we'll see what happens with the switch up next week. But.
And that is because of the way the votes fell, you still don't know where people – like they don't know where each other stands because they all went with Nick. And I must – what was it? I didn't stay to watch who voted for who, but was
Nick
who voted for
Nick voted for Kim. That was strange.
Yeah,
that was weird.
And then Tyson voted for Nick, and everybody else voted for Tyson.
Voted for Tyson.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. Like, why did Nick vote for Kim?
I guess that's what they told him they were doing.
So they're not with Nick. Even his alliance members, like Yule and Wendell.
Yeah, wait. Why would Nick do that if he knew that Tyson was the guy?
Unless maybe maybe because Tyson's his idol, he didn't want to actually cast a vote for him. I mean, what else could it be?
Unless they thought, and just in case Tyson had an idol. And Kim goes home.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's what that was. Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of all these powers, I can't wait to see when they start to drop. Because it's got to be coming. Because somebody has one that's only good for three councils. That was council two. Mm. And I want to say Sandra, maybe? That first one?
Or
I think it was only good for three councils.
That she goes to?
Yes. So this was her second. Oh, okay. Receiving it. So she's got two more after.
Gotcha.
Yeah. That's the part. Somebody needs to make like a chart.
Right. I know we were watching it, and Ray's like, well, so wait, who has an idol? I'm like, I think Sarah has an idol.
They all have an idol.
You know, the two piece, like I know Denise has the two part idol on her side, but on this one, I'm pretty sure it's Sarah that has it. But I could be, I don't know. I don't remember these things.
Yeah. So they tell you at the bottom.
Yeah.
I like the token count too they got on them there. So basically, in a couple of seasons, I can see Survivor. It's like every time you see somebody, there's a whole stat board.
So it scroll across the bottom of it.
From the tribe they're on, the, how many votes they've cast, and six powers, how many tribals left each power has, who received the power from. All right. Anything else y'all got on this?
I'm just continuing to enjoy this great season so far.
Yeah, I think next week will be very interesting to see what happens with the whole switcheroo.
All right, well, that's all the show we have for you on this Survivor podcast. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol United. Follow us on Twitter for daily conversation at Dome Patrol US and Dome Patrol UK. Like us on Facebook to watch live broadcasts. Subscribe on YouTube to watch or listen as an alternative to your podcast app. And if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, there's Dome Patrol Podcast.
Back up.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Extinction Island donkeys.
The tribe has spoken.